I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just $3. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The Last Word on Today FM.
So, Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie, define for me, please, what this new trend, extreme day trips, is all about.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, it's basically going to a city or a destination in one day, and it's becoming more and more popular over the last year. So basically, you fly out very early in the morning, you fly back late at night, and in some cases, you can have up to 12 hours in a particular destination, which, if you think of it, comparable to a cruise. You know, some people take cruises so they can see lots of different destinations. Like, it's rare you'd have 12 hours in one port, so you can actually see quite a lot in one day if you get the flight times right out and back. And the search terms last year were up nearly 1200% on Google. So it's definitely a trend. Some people might think it's absolutely outrageous. Others love it, but it's, I suppose, don't knock it till you try it.
There's two things I can immediately think of. One is an environmental issue. You know, taking flights for a day trip, I think, would outrage many people, and with good reason. But the second thing, even just on a practical basis, I know you're going to be giving us 6:30 in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning flights. You'd have to be up at around 2 or 3 in the morning to get yourself to the airport in time to check in. And by the time you might get home, you might have been awake for 24 hours by the time you actually get back from your flight from that destination, and then drive, given that you're unlikely to be able to get public transport at that time, to get yourself home.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the word extreme is aptly used there. It is. It's not for everybody, but it's certainly something, I suppose, to consider if you have time. If it's a summer you always wanted to see and wonder, maybe is it a place you go back to, you know, get a feel for a place. And I totally get you on the environmental thing. I mean, look, you know, there's no sort of argument that point. But if you can offset your carbon emissions on the airlines websites now, so at least that will help somewhat. It costs about $2.50 return if you're from a London flight, just under €4 to Paris or Milan, and then up to about €10 for a 3-hour flight. So that's return, so €5 each way. So it's worth, at least if you are doing it, it's worth maybe offsetting your emissions, because the flights are so cheap anyway. It's at least it may make just help, I suppose.
Okay, give us some examples, right? I think you want to start with Paris, for example, right? And let's assume that your flight leaves on time and gets in on time. We'll give you that assumption, okay?
That's a very good point, actually. And I suppose at least if you're getting a cheap flight and there's a delay of 2 or 3 hours, you can decide, well, do you know what, let's just not bother going. But it's important, I suppose, when you're doing these, that you do try and get the value, get the cheap flights, because otherwise, you know, you can obviously experience delays.
Okay, but give us the Paris example that you have.
Yeah, Paris, I think. It's all, you know, that whole phrase, I'm not sure what the movie is, fly off to Paris at a moment's notice. So, you know, people, it's always one of those romantic things. Maybe I should have spoke about this last week. But there's flights at 06:25 from Dublin to Beauvais with Ryanair, which is further out from, it's about an hour and 40 minutes from the city centre by bus.
So it's nearly in Belgium, isn't it?
Yes, it is, so it is quite a distance. Charles de Gaulle are more expensive, but only 40 minutes to the centre. So again, cost is an issue there. You can weigh up both options. But like, you'd be surprised, like the flight back is 11 o'clock at night. So you still have about 11 hours there, and that's allowing for your 2 hour check-in on the return. So you can see an awful lot in 11 hours, you know. Even if it's a case of you get the lift up to the top of the Eiffel Tower, it's €36 if you want to do the lift. You know, that's just something, a bucket list thing you could do. There's a three course a la carte lunch I found with wine, a 2 hour cruise on the Seine for €79. So you could kind of do a few really nice experiences. You could obviously do the hop on hop off bus tour. You could see the Notre Dame has just reopened, you know, so there's lots of things, you know, you could actually fit in a day. The metro is fantastic in Paris as well, so it's very easy to get around. So it's a really ideal one actually for one of these.
Yeah, listener says, I did Bristol last September. Great idea, about 12 hours in the city for €32. And quite a few people also pointing out to me that they do it for things like football matches to the UK, over and back in a day. Another one says day trips are more for people who can't afford accommodation but getting to see a place, so flight doesn't matter because that's their holiday. Another one says one day city trips. Is the Celtic Tiger back? Ludicrous, says Cormac from Michigan in the United States. Okay, would you go as far as Amsterdam? How long does a flight to Amsterdam take you?
It's just 90 minutes to Amsterdam, and it's only 10 minutes by train into the city centre, so Amsterdam is another really good one. Flights at 7 in the morning, back at 9:30 at night, €66 return in April. Again, really compact, very, you know, can be in Dam Square. There's obviously so much to see and do. Anne Frank Museum, Van Gogh Museum, depending on what you're into. But another really cool thing to do is the Heineken experience. It's 90 minutes, €24, and you get your two Heineken beers as well. So, you know, lots of variety and lots of things to do depending on what your interests are. And the speed from the airport to the city centre is key for Amsterdam. And then it's only a 90-minute flight. So another really, really good one.
OK, then take us a little bit further afield. So if you were to go to Milan or Bergamo, 2 hours and 20 minutes, heading off at what was 6:10 in the morning from Dublin.
Yeah, this is a longer flight, but the flight times are fantastic for like 6:10 in the morning, and the return flight is 11 o'clock at night from Bergamo. €56 return, like just extremely cheap. And it's a 50-minute bus ride from Bergamo into Milan. So you could actually stay in Bergamo if you want to, but if you want to go into Milan, €18 return from the airport. And I just found this really good Milan Super Saver tour. It's 2.5 hours. You skip the line entry to the Duomo, you get a guided tour of the city, and you get access to Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper. So like, it all in 2.5 hours, you know, and then you can still have time for some nice Italian food. So, you know, for that person who said about the Celtic Tiger and all that, like, it's actually a really cheap way to get away, because you don't have your accommodation spend. So, you know, it's definitely an option for people who are looking to kind of see places without spending the money.
Okay, another listener says, why are you giving airtime to this when the planet is on fire? But then another listener says, I do a Malaga day run. Nice food, have a swim, few beers, then grab a few boxes of smokes, and the saving on the smokes covers the costs of the day out, says that listener. Okay, I have another one here says, as farmers were constantly berated about our carbon footprint of our industry, but is it perfectly okay to jet off to a European city for just a day? Madrid, how long does it take to get to Madrid?
Madrid is 2 hours and 20 minutes. What I liked about this one, I found one in May, the 24th of May. It's a Saturday flight. Sometimes the cheaper flights are midweek, but this is a Saturday option. So, and it's such a good shopping spot. You know, like your Zara and Bershka and all those shops are 20% cheaper around than here. So you can, you know, get to Madrid. There's a flight a little bit later, 07:50 going out. But which is, at least it's not ridiculously early start in the morning, but coming home at least at 11:30 at night. So like, you really get like 10 full hours there. Great metro service from the airport. There's a 2-hour tuk-tuk welcome tour I found for €66 for 2 hours to get to see the sights. And then you can have some tapas and some shopping and, you know, or you could go to, if you're into football, go to Real Madrid Stadium, you know.
You can get a ticket for that. Yeah. There's a few listeners complaining that everything we're saying is out of Dublin and back to Dublin. But I suspect that's partly because there's more likely to be flights coming back late from these various destinations into Dublin than into Cork or Shannon. But you do have a look at London from either Dublin, Cork or Shannon. You think it's achievable from any of those airports?
Yeah, that's unfortunately the flight times. It really doesn't make sense from the regionals in Europe. But London is definitely a possibility from Cork or Shannon as well. Again, your flights like 30, 40 euros to get to London. And for people, a lot of people who haven't been in a long time, just even walking around London, obviously you've got your fantastic subway, you can get anywhere in minutes. And then just, I went with my daughter last year, we went to see ABBA Voyage, they have matinee shows, the new... I can't think of the name of it. A Mamma Mia show is supposed to be amazing. They do matinees as well. But you can do like a 4-hour guided tour if you want to take in Buckingham Palace, Westminster Abbey, Big Ben, and that's €98 for 4 hours. That's a fully guided tour. So depending on what you want to do, it's the type of place most people will be familiar with, so you might just do it on your own. But again, it's definitely possible for a day trip as well. I mean, there's actually loads of other options. I have them all listed on the website, but I know it's hard to mention them all, but Rome is another one. Really early flights out, flight back, late flight back, Berlin, and you know, places where you've really good subways from the airport to the city centre, like Barcelona, you're in the city centre in 20 minutes, Berlin in 20 minutes. So you know, like a lot of that's another thing to factor in. You know, you could do one of those mini hot rod tours of Berlin City, you know, one of those in the mini cars. Like there's lots of really cool things you could do for an experience.
Okay, Sarah Slattery, travelexpert.ie, thank you very much. Listener says, think these day trips are a fantastic idea. Another one says, I've been doing this for years. I've been to most cities and I've even caught a red eye to New York for 14 hours staying there. And some listeners are saying, please think of John Gibbons.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just $3. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.